This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Last week, I read a passage from Helen Keller's autobiography, The Story of My Life, in which she describes the moment, the morning, when she first understood language, when her teacher spelled the word water into her hand. This week, I'm going to read a letter that Anne Sullivan, her teacher, wrote to Sophia Hopkins on April 5th, 1887, about that very same incident, because it's interesting to hear her perspective on that life-changing moment. Anne Sullivan writes, "I must write you a line this morning because something very important has happened. Helen has taken the second great step in her education. She has learned that everything has a name and that the manual alphabet is the key to everything she wants to know. In a previous letter, I think I wrote you that the words mug and milk had given Helen more trouble than all the rest. She confused the nouns with the verb drink. She didn't know the word for drink, but went through the pantomime of drinking whenever she spelled mug or milk. This morning, while she was washing, she wanted to know the name for water. When she wants to know the name of anything, she points to it and pats my hand. I spelled W-A-T-E-R and thought no more about it until after breakfast. Then it occurred to me that with the help of this new word, I might succeed in straightening out the mug-milk difficulty. We went out to the pump house, and I made Helen hold her mug under the spout while I pumped. As the cold water gushed forth, filling the mug, I spelled W-A-T-E-R in Helen's free hand. The word coming so close upon the sensation of cold water rushing over her hand seemed to startle her. She dropped the mug and stood as one transfixed. A new light came into her face. She spelled water several times. Then she dropped on the ground and asked for its name and pointed to the pump and the trellis. And suddenly turning around, she asked for my name. I spelled teacher. Just then the nurse brought Helen's little sister into the pump house and Helen spelled baby and pointed to the nurse. All the way back to the house, she was highly excited and learned the name of every object she touched so that in a few hours, she had added 30 new words to her vocabulary. Here are some of them. Door, open, shut, give, go, come, and a great many more. P.S. I didn't finish my letter in time to get it posted last night, so I shall add a line. Helen got up this morning like a radiant fairy. She has flitted from object to object, asking the name of everything and kissing me for very gladness. Last night when I got in bed, she stole into my arms of her own accord and kissed me for the first time, and I thought my heart would burst. So full was it of joy." I love to think about this moment of realization and what an extraordinary example of how a teacher can transform a person's entire life. If you'd like to read the letter for yourself, I'll post a link to it in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.